that introductory music is called an excerpt from my Andy Kimball here, the Andy and Amanda Show, my latest release, which can be purchased for about $1 or less from Amazon and from iTunes and wherever you might buy and download music. Much appreciated, very much appreciated. You know, no respect. You know what I'm saying? Listen, this is Andy Kimball again from the Andy and Amanda Show. This is the free-flowing, freaky Friday show. We're talking love, sex, relationships. Emphasize love and sex. Yeah, maybe. Now,
if you would just lean back and relax.
We are, this is the Friday show. It's the free-flowing, freaky Friday, as I said. Amanda Love, as in Love Show, is having some internet issues. She just corresponded with me and is trying to remedy that. So we're not quite sure what the status of her existence on today's show is going to be. We welcome your calls, 515-605-9888. In the interim, you're welcome to join the conversation. It's me doing solo right now. Gosh, I miss Amanda. Oh, please fix. Amanda, if you're listening, try to get on here somehow. This is not the same without Amanda Love, you know, my internet wife. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, yeah, she's just lovely. I know what you're thinking. She is lovely. And as many of you know, and those of you who don't know, who might find out right now for the first time, Amanda Love and I are 8,000 miles away. She is in the UK. I am in right outside of Hollywood, California. We've never met. And we were introduced by the coordinator of our show, Cornell Butler, who said, hey, you guys have amazing chemistry and you should do this show. And we started the The Andy and Amanda Show. We started it back in July, and this show has been in existence. It's a coast-to-coast program. We are coast-to-coast, the United States to London and around the world, 1 year ago. And we're going to have a special tribute coming up on our doing the show on internet radio, on Blog Talk Radio, on our podcast, distributed by so many carriers, and thank you, for over a year. I just can't believe it's been that long. Unbelievable. What a year it's been with COVID. On the show, listen, we're still going to talk about some of the news, even though I want to dive into being related, into we're going to have some questions about your own intimate life and about your life with your significant other or others, as the case might really truly be. It's okay. But we also need to talk about and address what's going on with the news and what's going on with the police in this country. What is going on with them executing and shooting unarmed African-Americans, black folks? What is going on? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It truly, truly is. You know, we know about Chauvin's conviction. We talked about that. Justice was served. He's going to be spending the bulk of his life behind bars. I hope you watch there. And, oh my gosh, and then some of the right-wing Republican, like Tucker Carlson, those came out and insinuated that the reason why the jury convicted him is because they were afraid of the repercussions if they didn't. Give me a break. Jesus Christ. Go get a life, would you? Unfucking real. These are the same people who said, hey, the election was stolen. Trump won. Unfucking real. This is just unbelievable. I can't believe that in 2021, that we have commentators on the air that spread these ridiculous, made-up conspiracy lies and create all this controversy, and they have followers that believe what they said. Oh yeah, I agree. Oh yeah, the jury was afraid. That's why they would not have convicted him normally. Bullshit. Everybody see the video? Everybody hear the testimony? Everybody see the testimony? Everybody watch it? It was covered. Anyway, Chauvin was convicted. He's convicted rightfully so. That's the end of the discussion. He was tried. He was convicted by a jury of his peers. That's the law we have in the United States. He's where he should be. He's spending the rest of his life, or the bulk of his life, behind bars. Goddamn, he was obviously had an issue with black folks. Obviously, and I don't want to hear any different because that's the truth. That's the truth. You think if that was a white guy, that he would have put his knee on his neck for 9 minutes and 24 seconds? You think so? I don't. Anyway, I'm not going to go on about that. I'm not going to go on. And you relax. You know what I'm saying? Relax. It's Friday. Weekend's coming up, dude. Don't get so. Oh, okay. All right. Calm down. We're going to be talking about sex later. You know what I'm saying? All right. Anyway, where was I? What was I going to say? You met anybody you know? You know, it's Friday. We do a show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
The first, the second, the third.
The third show of the week is the Friday show. It's the Free Flow and Freaky Friday. We want you to call in, talk about whatever you'd like to. 515-605-9888. Hopefully, Amanda Love will be joining us during the show. Because you know what she says. You know what she
wish, and I guess men sometimes don't know what to say.
Yeah, you know. Well, this guy doesn't know what to say for sure. That's why I'm just kind of on radio. That's why I'm doing this podcast. So, what's up with the news? Before we start talking about the subject of today, we know what that is about, relationship and so forth. Well, we do know that the DOJ, Department of Justice, has they've charged a Capitol rioter who was turned in by someone he matched with on a dating app. The dating app was Bumble. I don't know if anybody's ever – I've never heard of Bumble. I've never heard of that one. Anyway, he bragged about his exploits on January 6th to somebody he met on a dating app, and she turned him in. Whoa. According to court documents, 1 week after the attack, his name is Robert Chapman. He's in New York, and he told one of his Bumble matches
that I did storm the Capitol. I stormed it. I invaded the Capitol. I was part of the insurrection.
And said that he made it all the way into statutory. Best bit out of Andy. I'm just so excited about this. Another guy got caught and is going to be going to jail. Into statutory hall. He also claimed that he was interviewed by members of the media. Oh, then the Bumble, who turned him in, said,
"We're not a match. We're not a match."
And I know people who are dating women who are Match.com, I guess Bumble, I don't know what Bumble is, but anyway, Match.com, that you know, internet dating call, right? Who, you know, they get contacted by men. These are women friends of mine. They're contacted by men, and somewhere along the line, politics comes up, and these men are indicative of their alliance to Donald Trump, and that ends it right then and right there, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. Those of you who disagree, are there any Trumpies out there that listen to the show? 515-605-98. Give me a call. You know, and I want to be real clear about this, that hearing me, and if you've been paying attention to this show at all, you know, since I guess we started talking about for the last year, geez, have heard us comment and play clips and make up a lot of fun. Come on, let's call it what it is. We make up a lot of these fun, lighthearted audio clips and have a good time and create some chuckles and generate some laughs, I hope, along the way. We come to the conclusion.
Liberal Democrat, Andy Kimball, blah, musician, blah, typical, the musician, Democrat, liberals, you know.
I am a registered independent, and I have supported several Republicans in my tenure as somebody who can exercise their American right to vote. And I've campaigned for Republicans. I've supported Republicans. Republican conservative friends of mine, when we talk about financial matters and running and owning and operating a business and so forth, say to me that I'm more conservative than most Republicans than they know. So I don't want you to have the impression that here's this guy, you know, bashing Trump like the rest of them and da-da-da. A tagline we use for this show every once in a while is called Truth Radio. As, you know, and that's we dive into what the undercurrents are. What is creating the news? We don't report the news on the show. We're not a news agency. I don't have the ability to report the news. But we comment on what the headlines are. It's not our fault what the headlines are. The headlines are the headlines. But we do know what we have a sense of truth, and we have a sense and have a great commitment to integrity and reality and what's going on in the world, really, and comment on that. You know, the people report on news agencies, whether they're right-wing extremist news companies, I'm not going to mention their names, or they're news agencies that are interpreted as being more liberal and progressive. You know, they report things, they headline certain items in the news. And what I like to do is to go into the source of where they get this information and comment on that. You know, what is our opinion of what's going on underneath all of it? What are the undertones? What are the currents that are creating this news and what's going on, regardless of what the topic might be? You know, you're
sick, stupid, ridiculous, obnoxious, vulgar, disgusting, whatever the case may be.
Well, I wouldn't go. I mean, come on, you know, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, you know, I do my best. You know what I'm saying? I really do. I do my best. But anyway, so what was I saying? Where's Amanda? I totally lost.
The best is yet to come.
It is. I'll get it out. Believe me, I'll spit it out.
Would you rather practice or have natural talent? I said the best is both, right? But she's got a great natural talent. A great natural talent.
He's addressing my co-host, Amanda Love, who's not with us right now. But maybe she'll join the show. You never know. You never know. She says, I just told her, we're on. You know, wish you best of luck with getting your Wi-Fi and internet sorted out. She says, okay, darling. Sorry. What is your message to our listeners? Hey, we should ask her about her sex life. You know what I mean? Like, we'll have her message back and I'll tell you what she says. Like, what questions do you have for Amanda Love? 515-605-9888. We are going to talk about love, being related, relationships. How old were you when you first had consensual sex? Where were you when you first had your first consensual sex? What was your first consensual sex act? Let's talk.
Hey, come on. Let's get real. You know what I'm saying?
That's what people want to hear about. They don't want to hear about the news, right? Call in. You know, give me a call. Let me know what your thoughts are. Anyway, so getting back to the story when this idiot was bragging about his participation in the insurrection on our Capitol on January 6th, investigators had said in the court filings that they corroborated his claims, Mr. Chapman's claims, by comparing his Bumble dating profile picture to body camera footage from police officers who were inside the Capitol at the time. This guy, a bigger fucking idiot than he is and was for going to the Capitol, must be. What a fool. He's going to jail. He should, you know. I hope, you know, I know he hasn't been convicted yet, and I shouldn't go on saying he's going to jail and we don't know what's going to happen, but I'm assuming he's going to go to jail. And it's dangerous to assume. We know that too. We know. 515-605-9888. You know, folks, I want to get to some more news items, but I have mentioned on previous shows that what I mentioned on previous shows so much. Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. I said that.
Because I like cucumbers. I'm the only one. I like cucumbers.
Yeah. I'm like. All right. I mean, depends what you do with them, I guess. You know, it's not me. Mm-mm. I don't know, Donald. I don't know, but you know. I don't know. Anyway, but I mentioned how only on the Andy and Amanda show have we had the amazing ability and ventured way up beyond what we would normally think our capability and horizons might be to go into the after universe, to the next dimension, to reach out and contact folks that we would love to have a discussion with. And I was able to accomplish this unbelievably. I was able to go out and reach and contact the former President Richard Nixon. And I have some excerpts. We've been playing some excerpts of that amazing interview, that amazing opportunity, only on the Andy and Amanda show. And I'm going to play some of that for you right now. And again, I'll keep asking this number out because it's just me and I want your company. I'm sitting here in our Los Angeles studios by my lonesome with that Amanda Love in the UK. So, you know, call in 515-605-9888. It's okay if you don't. We know you're out there listening. We know we're in 16 countries around the world, from South Africa to Russia to Iraq to Turkey to you know, Peru to Brazil to Mexico, the UK to France to Italy to Germany to Canada. And, you know, we're all over the world, and we know you're out there listening. If you want to join the show internationally, pop our show production people here. You know, where are you, production people? I think I might be sitting here all by myself. Anyway, email the show. We'll see if anybody responds. Let us know you want to come on to the Andy and Amanda show. We will send you an email link that'll get you on the program. The way we do it is we email you an invite that you'll receive via email, and you click a link, and you have to have a headset and a microphone type thing, you know, so you can correspond with us over the internet because you're not going to be calling in. So email us, say, hey, I want to get on the Andy and Amanda show. We'll make it happen. So the way you do that is you send an email to andyandamandashow@gmail.com. I almost forgot. andyandamandashow@gmail.com, and we'll send you an email link enabling you to come onto our program and talk with me. Yay! Not that you want to talk with me. I can't imagine why you'd even want to talk with me, actually. You know what I mean? Because unless you're...
I actually like women much more than I like men.
And, you know, women, come on, call me. You know what I mean? I'm getting lonely here. You know what I'm saying? You know, as I, you know, I'm getting older and older and older, you know, it's a, you know.
Who cares how old you are? It's how you feel, how you look.
And I'm feeling pretty good. You know, yeah. But thank you. Thank you for that. You know, and I know that,
Robert Dean of comedy. You're the greatest. You're the elder statesman of humor. You deserve attention and respect.
I do, and I does, and thank you so much for that. I agree. I couldn't agree more. I agree wholeheartedly. I agree. Listen, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, the Nixon interview. I want to play an excerpt here. Let's take a few minutes. That'll give me a break. Hey, I'm going to grab a cup of coffee because I've heard this. And I'm going to play for you a part of the Nixon interview excerpts. And this was not easy to do. So I want you to realize how hard we worked to get some type of show out to you folks. It ain't easy. It ain't easy, especially to accomplish what we get done here and the things we talk about and what the research that we do on the show. And I hope you're appreciative of it. You know?
If you don't like it, I'm going to whoop you.
Yeah, you hear what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So here is, without further ado, here is the Andy DeMander Show interview with former President Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Say this, I made my mistakes, but in all of my years of public life, I have never profited, and in all of my years of public life, I have never obstructed justice. And I think, too, that I could say that in my years of public life, that I welcome this kind of examination, because people have got to know I'm not a crook.
I, Richard Nixon, do solemnly swear,
I've earned everything I've got.
I did not actually hear George Washington say that.
This happened only once before when Abraham Lincoln took office.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. President, for joining us here again on the Andy DeMander Show. We're definitely appreciative of your time. And I know we have some other folks have chimed in here, and we welcome you aboard, too. I wanted to gain a conversation with the former President Nixon, but I know we've kind of been nebulous in our approach and have joined in our panel discussion here some other folks of great notoriety. I can't quite make out all of you, but thank you for joining us here, and you're free to chime in when you wish to. Mr. President, Mr. Nixon, I want to talk to you about the current Congress and Nancy Pelosi and what their activities are and how far-reaching you think might Congress be able to go, especially even with, if you're paying attention at all, with the infrastructure bill currently being debated.
Well, there's no question that the Congress has gone too far.
And do you have an opinion at all on the withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan? We know former President Donald Trump had an expeditious timeline to have that accomplished, and our current President Joe Biden is also withdrawing, you know, Greece too, and thinks that we should get out of Afghanistan on a different timeline. What is your feeling on that, if you've been paying attention at all?
That's a complicated act. But summarizing it said very simply that a president, whenever he sends American armed forces into a foreign country or foreign territorial waters, must inform the Congress within 48 hours. And that he must withdraw those forces within 60 days unless the Congress declares war or unless the Congress authorizes keeping the forces there.
I was not exactly aware of that. I've always heard of that War Powers Act, I guess it's called. Have other presidents adhered to that policy?
President Ford, who succeeded me, President Carter, President Reagan, President Bush, have all rejected its application as far as their actions are concerned. As I indicated in my veto message, that the War Powers Act is unconstitutional. But what is even more important, I believe that it is very bad public.
Thank you for that. And moving right along here, I want to get your opinion, if you'd follow at all, the insurrection attempt that occurred on our Capitol on January 6th, if you noticed or if you had any comment, if you knew that was going on down here in our nation's capital on January, and what your feeling was about that at the time. I'm sure you found that to be completely unfathomable, like that would never happen in a million years. But yet,
hey, look, I'm going to bomb these people.
And what would you have done differently?
I was fortunate in having Henry Kissinger and an excellent staff at the White House. Fortunate also in having excellent people in the Joint Chiefs of Staff, in the Defense Department, and in the State Department with whom I could consult.
So much more I want to discuss with you and go over. It's just such an absolute pleasure, remarkable event that we're able to conduct this interview here on the Andy and Amanda Show and reach out to you and get your opinion on the various aspects of what's going on in within our government and our society today as compared to what it was when you were in office and during your political career. One thing I want to touch on also right now, if you don't mind me skipping around here a little bit, is the big lie, the line that the election was in fact stolen. This is something that a sitting president promoted and put out upon hearing the news that he was unfavorable among the American people, would probably lose the election according to polls, and he went on and made up this whole story about the only way he could lose that the would be that the Democrats would have rigged or stole the election. Of course, that was promoted throughout and was a big, of course, a huge issue here in this country. And what a decision that must have been. I mean, what the process of what his thinking must have been. Of course, he is the most egotistical, self-centered president we've ever had in this country. But nonetheless, however, you know, you've got to have a process, a thought process of what you think might be appropriate for America.
Then he must go into a quiet place and make that decision. And it must be his.
And it surely was his. Thank you so very much. We're here on the Andy and Amanda Show, reaching out into the universe, interviewing and speaking and having a conversation with the former President Richard Nixon for his commentary on what's going on politically in the United States and the world and our society here and various issues that that are confronting all of us today. And we want to thank you for your comments and really appreciative and look forward to doing it again.
I made them only after a great consultation.
Indeed, and thank you very much.
We earned a little respect by it.
Yes, 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 indeed. I think we did. How many shows, how many radio shows, how many TV shows, how many commentary shows have the ability to reach out and have interviews such as that with former presidents that are no longer with us, huh? I ask, you know. Tell me about it. Tell me.
These people are sick.
I'll be that way. You know? You know? Anyway, so folks, we're talking today. Well, I was going to have a conversation with Amanda Love about being related, being in relationships, about dating. And we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that indeed. There's just been so much going on in the news and another shooting. And, you know, a guy I think may have heard of, we all know about Dante Wright. 20-year-old was shot by a woman cop who meant to pull out a taser and pull out a gun instead. She was a training officer, training another police recruit or another new hire. I don't know how long the person he was training, she was training was in the police, but I understand she was in a training mission there as well as doing her beat duty as a police officer. And has a gun on her right hip and a taser on the left hip. Pulled out the gun and said, taser, shot, killed Dante, and thought that she had a taser in her hand and had a gun. Come on, you can't tell the difference between a taser. You're a training officer, for Christ's sake. You don't know which hip you have a gun and which hip you have your taser on. This woman's also arrested, and she tried to resign, and she was not, and the resignation was not accepted because they wanted to fire her, and they did, and she was arrested and will also be going, I'm sure, she will, I'm assuming that she'll also be convicted. Anyway, and then we have a guy down upon the serving of a warrant, got in his car, driving away. Deputy stood in the back of his car, shot into the car and killed him, unarmed. Andrew Brown, I think his name was, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, here we go. Round and round and round and round. You know, it's just unbelievable. India right now is facing an incredible COVID wave. Just incredible. You know, the bodies are just, you know, piling up there. I mean, it's, you know, India's health minister declared that the country was in the endgame of a COVID-19 pandemic, but on Friday, India reported the world's highest single-day number of new cases since the pandemic began. For the second day, 2 days in a row. So it's this isn't over. This isn't over. And even in the United States, I think people are starting to have a somewhat of a lax attitude, as we've talked about on the show previously. And, you know, traffic, you know, you're driving around in your car. I used to be able to get from the east side of L.A. to the beach in 20 minutes, and it's back up to 45 to an hour again. Not always, but most of the time, which is about what it was pre-COVID. People are out doing, I don't know what they're doing. Restaurants are up 50% capacity now, and, of course, patio dining has been open for a while. They say, I think July 15th is the day, or is it June 15th? Let me think here. I think July 15th is the day where California is going to open up completely 100%. We'll see. We'll see. Anyway, India's having one hell of a problem with the disease, with the virus spreading. It's just unbelievable. You know, it's the 7-day average, you know, over 200,000 cases. Unreal. Unreal. And so be it. So be it there. I have a question. Who thinks the banning of Donald Trump from social media was appropriate? Because eyes are right now tending to lean towards Facebook regarding the oversight board and its decision on Trump's account. You know, it's looming. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. I wonder what is your opinion? 515-605-9888. The decision from the Facebook Oversight Board could, first and foremost, serve as the biggest demonstration of the board's power and independence. There are quite a few critics who are really skeptical that the board is truly independent from Facebook. And there have also been concerns from critics, especially this one, about whether Facebook will abide by the board's recommendations. If the board were to buck Facebook and issue a decision that totally reverses, you know, or goes against that of Facebook's, it would be quite the moment and could, in all likelihood, solidify the board's power or reveal it to be what some critics have suggested. But we don't know. Well, in addition to not knowing when the actual decision will come down or what it will be, there are still several other unanswered questions. If the board does reinstate Trump, how soon might we see his account reactivated? And what will happen when it is, and if it is? Would Facebook agree to follow that recommendation, but still not allow him back on until some more time has passed since the insurrection? Could Trump's profile be reactivated, but in a more, let's say, limited or restrained fashion? Might Facebook implement additional restrictions on Trump's account? And will the decision be less clear than simply saying whether Facebook should allow him back on or not? Could the board make a decision in a more gray area, let's say, that could be left open to interpretation, and thereby just saying, not quite sure, we don't know. Anyway, and how about Twitter, banning Twitter and all the other social media? What's your opinion on that? What's your thoughts? And also, you can email us if you can't contact the show. We know we're all over the world here, and if you want to email us your thoughts, and people do that, and we welcome you to do that as well by getting hold of us here at Andy and Amanda Show at gmail.com. Hey, of course, this is the free flowing freaky Friday show, and we're going to talk about sex and being related. And I want to do that. You bet I do. And what I want to do, I think, first as introduction, to get into that conversation here is let's ask the question.
What is your favorite sex position?
Here on the Andy and Amanda Show. I don't know. Let's find out.
The YMCA. If you can do the YMCA with your legs, you're doing great things in the bedroom.
What is your favorite sex position?
Oh, my God.
Woo.
Maybe just, like, being on top. Is it cowgirl on top? Yeah. The cowgirl? Anything where I'm in control?
On top. Missionary.
Missionary. It's very intimate.
Missionary.
But with a little pillow underneath, you know, so there's an angle to it.
Missionary. But when the legs behind the head,
Doggy.
Doggy.
Doggy
style.
That's my favorite. Because I'm not seeing the guy.
Doggy
style.
What? I got a big butt, so it like feels good.
Because it's like very primal. I think people really enjoy that. I enjoy that.
Excuse me, what is your favorite sex position?
I'm not going to be able to explain this well.
Under roundhouse kick.
Edward Scissorlegs.
Newton's cradle.
Wheelbarrow.
Running man.
The cross trainer.
Helicopter.
All of them.
On a counter.
Wearing a mask.
Tied down.
On my back.
Bent over the bed.
Thrusting from the ground.
And he smacks my ass at the same time.
Then you switch it up and choke her.
Nasty little people.
And your favorite sex position? 69.
69? 69, I guess.
I like to satisfy a woman.
I just like to lay there and be spoiled.
The scissoring, it's kind of like a...
Somebody's laying here and somebody's laying here and...
Reverse cowgirl.
Girl.
This is normal cowgirl, and this is reverse cowgirl.
Oh, man.
I really like floor stuff. The rug burn.
I think they call it the pile driver. The standing man.
This is one where me and the girl hold hands and then wait until marriage because someone's a good little Christian boy and doesn't want to get in trouble.
You can't really do it with these dolls.
We're on a roll now. Can I ask, what is your favorite sex position?
None of your business.
Destroying my life, you know what I mean? Yeah, none of your business. Well, hell, we're trying to make it my business. Here on the Andy Demander Show. We'll be right back after this message from Kona Beer, our beverage of choice.
Our home, Kailua Kona, is a special place. It's an eclectic town surrounded by the most beautiful water on the planet, filled with inspiration and beauty.
In Hawaii, we celebrate family and friends, and it's the golden hour that we do it.
We couldn't help but be inspired by the golden life from Kona to produce Kona Light, our latest blonde ale brewed with real tropical mango. With 99 calories and a taste of island life, our Ohana is sure to enjoy the easy drinking, refreshing flavors of Kona Light. There's no better way to celebrate a day well lived than enjoying a Kona Light with family and friends. Soaking it all in, knowing we are exactly where we want to be. Kona Brewing Company. One life, right?
Live from Hollywood, California, and somewhere deep inside the United Kingdom, it's the Andy and Amanda Show.
Which just now became a classic.
This is a program you do not want to miss, featuring very special guests and all the news that you might not want to hear, and a program that you might not want to hear. That's why you want to hear it. Of course, it's Coast to Coast with Andy, Kimball, and Amanda Love.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
He knows exactly what he's doing, but I would add this. He knows what he is doing. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Thank you for the confidence. I'm not quite sure I do, but I appreciate, you know, I appreciate you saying that. So feel free to again give us a call here at the studio. You can get on the show right now by dialing 515-605-9888 or send us your comments by email, and I've got them here at andyandamandashow@gmail.com. Also, something we haven't been paying too much attention to is you can go to blogtalkradio.com/AndyandAmandaShow and conduct a live chat with us, a text chat. We can communicate back and forth, send me your questions, your comments, your feelings, your ideologies, political feel, you know, however you feel about the show, and do that there. Again, it's the blogtalkradio.com/AndyandAmandaShow, and hit, you'll see our show coming up live, and you could chat with us. I think that's how it works. I'm not exactly sure, but I know people have chatted with us before, and there's, you know, I've disregarded most of them, actually. No, not really. You know. But because, you know, you never, you know, there's also all sorts of...
Again,
is it Russia again?
Russia. Well, look, we know it's China.
Russia, China, and Iraq.
Well, you're free to comment as well. Thank you. Yes, Russia, China, Iraq, wherever you are in the world. Yeah. AndyMandersShow@gmail.com. Anyway, so I was going to talk about being related. And what is being related? What is being related?
You should ask China.
And we're... If you are not in relationship with another person, can you still be related? Think about that for a minute. If you're not in relationship, can you be related? And related with what? Is it possible to be truly alone? Can we truly be alone? Ever. If we're walking on the planet, we have a relationship with the ground we walk on. Right? We have a relationship with the air that we breathe. We have a relationship with the environment that we exist in. So is anybody truly alone? Now, you could say I'm alone regarding my relationship with other people when you're alone, but you're always in relationship. And therefore, you always have an existence and a communication with your environment, whether you're verbal about it at a particular time or not. And what that comes down to is when I see something or I say something, I'm accountable for how I say it and what I'm accountable for the interpretation I have of what that is I'm in relationship with. For example, we have folks, obviously many, many, many folks that have a relationship with a God, with God. I guess there's many types of gods, depending on what part of the world you live in and what your religious beliefs are. There are many, many people, such as myself, and I've been out front about this, that don't believe that there's any God, that when you pray, there's nobody listening. We were formed, I'm not going to go into that right now, but we were basically formed 4.8 billion years ago. There was never a beginning, there's never an end, and our human brain and our mind can't comprehend that. So, and it feels so great to go outside the capability of our mind, like to think that there's some kind of external power, but we've all been fooled. We've been fooled. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that right now. Of course, many of you disagree with me, but I must say this. I have such amazing respect and commend those, you know, really, I do, deeply, who have that to lean on in their life, that there's something, somebody or something guiding them through the world and through the decision-making and what happens. Everybody's football, right? You know, you see these football stars and they cross the threshold of the touchdown zone, they score a touchdown, and they go up and they do the cross on their chest, and like God really was paying attention to the foot. With all the things we have going on in the world, God made that touchdown happen? God has nothing better to do? Can we talk, folks? Come on. We've been fooled. Anyway, of course, I know many of you have other beliefs, and I'm not going to start talking about religion on this show, although we will sometime down the road. We're going to have some folks or panelists come on who believe in certain things and some who come from more of a scientific and a background believing in evolution and how we evolved and how the planet got here in reality, in the real story, versus those who think that it was more of a some kind of somebody saying, hey, let there be whatever, and here we are. That would be nice. That would be nice. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about now. No, we won't. Again, of course, many of you are thinking,
atheist, or Democratic, liberal, whatever, but...
You know, I have an amazing amount of respect for those who believe in a external source, a superpower that makes you get the touchdown, accomplish something in your life. It wasn't you that did it. It was God that enabled you to do it. Well, that must be really great to have in your life. I don't believe it. But, hey, if you do, more power to you, and I respect it. Believe me, I do. It's not part of my life, okay? Anyway, so how does that conversation parlay? How does it integrate into being related? Well, it has to do with, since we are related all the time, we're always in relationship. We're never not in relationship. We're always in relationship, whether it's with a person or the ground you walk on. We're also accountable for the interpretation of that relationship and how it might be perceived from others around us. Right? So in a relationship with your significant other, you say something, significant other disagrees, becomes angry, gets upset because of the action you took or what you communicated. You are accountable for the action that you took, for the relatedness, so to speak, of what occurred that made that happen, that then you spoke upon it, that created the disagreement within your relationship and potentially the breakup of relationship or the argument of relationship. So it's interesting when you kind of dive into that just a little bit. And I'm not an expert. You know, I made that clear. You know, I'm expert of knowledgeable about all things, expert in no things. No. Mm-hmm. But these are just my perceptions, my thoughts, diving into the world, looking into how we are as people, how we interact, accountability, our word, our commitments, our objectives in our lives, not just in careers, but who we are as people and how we advance as people. So I just would like to put that out there just to think about it. Think about you being in a relationship with your significant other and accountability for who you're being within that relationship. And a lot of us, all of us as humans, bring events and occurrences that happened, already happened. We can't change it. Or, you know, world has spun around thousands of times maybe since this happened. But we bring that into who we are being today and how we, how that, whatever occurred way back when, manifests itself into the actions that we take today. But keep this in mind, tomorrow hasn't happened yet, right? Tomorrow has not yet occurred. Where has it? Wait a minute, let me look. Today's Friday. Nope, Saturday didn't happen yet. I'm good. All right, Saturday didn't happen yet. Today's Friday. So how we are being, how we're going to be tomorrow on Saturday. And I know in some parts of the world, let me see what time it is here. It is 12:43. On Friday afternoon here in Hollywood, California. And so it could, in fact, be, yeah, it is, as a matter of fact. You know, like, for example, in Turkey, it's 10, it's tomorrow. Am I right about that? Yeah. Yeah. We're close to it. Close to it. Anyway, so the Saturday has already occurred as I'm speaking here. As some of you are listening to the show, I mean, we know that. We get the stats. We know who's tapping into the show, and we know the different geographies around the world who do listen to this program. And for some of you, tomorrow is, it's already Saturday. It happened. Well, it hasn't happened here yet. And the question is, and what my point being here, is when we wake up tomorrow and we begin to function in that day, how much of what occurred in our past, the events that happened, the obstacles, the put downs, are going to influence the actions that we take tomorrow, which hasn't happened yet. 515-605-9888, if you care to jump on board here and talk about this a little bit. What occurred in your life? Or if you're not going to get on the show, think about it for a minute. What did occur in your life? If you going way back, as far back as you can remember in your life, no matter what your age is, no matter what part of the world you're in, if I had to ask you, what occurred in your life that you think you brought forward that hampered, that created a shutdown of something that maybe you would have pursued in any respect of your life, whether it be in relationships, whether it be in career, whether it be in academics, how you behave? What would that occurrence be? What would that event have been, do you think? And what do you think, without that event happening, if you didn't have that event and bring that event forward, what would your life be like today? And what if you had the ability to wake up tomorrow, Saturday, and those, a lot of you I know from different parts of the world have already woken up, it's already been Saturday, or you're going to go to bed in the wee hours of Saturday morning, which is usually what I end up doing. But anyway, you're going to wake up Saturday and not have experience to be able to have been brought forward to tomorrow, Saturday. What would your life be like? How will you conduct yourself on that day? How will you be within the relationship of your significant other? How will the significant other be related to you? Okay, so again, it's being, and these are just questions I'm putting out there. It doesn't mean anything. Don't make what I'm saying mean anything, because in fact it means nothing. It means nothing, what I'm saying. The only thing that it does is hopefully provoke thought and thinking. Wait, you know, who we are is a culmination of who we've been. So who we are is a culmination of all the things that had in our lives for however old you are. Whether you're 12, 10, 16, 20, 40, 80, or 90, or 100. How could we be today if we didn't bring forward who we were yesterday? And how much of who we were yesterday had influence on shutting down on who we could be today, on what our conversation could be today? Think about that. Think about that. Even for a moment. All right? So I remember, and I mentioned this to Amanda on the show, I forget when, last week or I don't remember when. Oh, it was last, I think it was a week ago. We had some callers on the show. We were talking about this, about being related, and about our sex lives and our intimate lives, which I might be able to dive into a little bit here. And just in terms of promoting thought and thinking about it, not that I'm going to reveal anything explicit here. Hell no. Anyway, well, hey, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, what I was saying was this, that it'd be interesting to ask ourselves how accountable am I being in the relationship that I'm existing in, as opposed to pointing a finger at somebody else and blaming them for how I'm being. Because usually
it will be a woman.
All the time. You know what I mean? God darn. You know what I mean? Like, holy crap. No. So just food for thought here. Food for thought. So to wake up on a day and have no, you know, I'm not saying erase your memories and erase what happened to you in your life and don't deal with confrontation and don't deal with upsets and incredibly tragic occurrences that, and things that have happened in terms of abuse and breakups and fights and violence that may have occurred to any one of us. I'm not saying disregard it and don't deal with it. Hell no. Of course you've got to deal with it. Of course we're human. Of course you've got to dive into these things, and but also at the same time handle it and figure out how much weight does it have on who we are today and how we conduct ourselves with the relationships that we have today. And should they by any right, should they have any merit whatsoever in how we conduct ourselves today, right now? Because does it make a difference when you wake up Saturday and there's an empty pallet in front of you, the day hasn't happened yet? Can you imagine the freedom if you were to cut that chain, if you were to break it, bam, and move on with the pressure off our shoulders, with the relief that, you know, I can do anything. I can create anything. I can be anybody. I can do anything. I can accomplish anything. I can try to do anything. I might not accomplish it, but I can go ahead and give it my all and do anything I want to do.
Is it okay to fake an orgasm?
I don't know about that. Where'd that come from? I don't know. You know, got to draw on somewhere, you know what I mean? But anyway. But imagine waking up and being able to face the day and tackle the day with that. And some of us do. You know, there's some driven people out there. They're driven people who just, you know. And you wonder also, on the other side of that coin, how many of us are driven and have accomplished the amazing objectives that we're able to overcome, things, the tasks that we're able to meet and exceed in terms of our expectations because of what happened to us yesterday.
I recently had sex with this guy.
Well, I don't, good. So what does that have to do with tomorrow? Well, I hope you had a good time. You know, come on, caller. Now, listen, you know, this is the Andy and Amanda Show. Andy Kimball here flying solo. I haven't flown solo in so long. Last time I flew solo, you know, a lot of you know I used to be a professional pilot, you know, turned musician. How that happened, God knows. So I don't want to think about scratching my hand on that one all day long. But anyway, here I am doing the show and flying solo today because Amanda Love, my co-host, my amazingly talented, gifted, pretty, articulate, bright, insightful. Yes, I love this woman. She's wonderful. Co-host is in the UK and has internet problems, and that's how she communicates with this program, and she's unable to join me today, but I really know the real reason why. Should I reveal it? I know why she's not here. Okay? She might get mad at me for really... hell, she ain't here to yell at me, so I'm going to tell you why she's not on the show.
What will we do with a drunken sailor? What will we do with a drunken sailor? What will we do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises. Way, hey, up she rises early in the morning.
The secret is, big deal. It takes 3 minutes, get you an orgasm. Then go to sleep.
Yeah, you know, let's talk about the real world here. You know, let's talk about things that matter. You know, anyway... So I just want to conclude that, you know, hopefully I give you some, you know, just things to think about, that's all. Just tossing things out there. Not that they have any relevance, not that they have any, you know, just food for thought. You know, things we can dive into and kind of think about and how various things have affected our life and what are, and the potential of our life. Well, maybe it's in a relationship, you know, and sometimes you just got to,
wash the girl right out of your hair.
Sometimes you need to do that. You know, just. You know? All right. Are we ready to take a breath? Are we ready to gather here? You know, I'm a folk musician. I love sing-alongs. I love doing things together. So here's what I want everybody to do. Ready?
Everybody say orgasm loud.
Now we're talking about it. Now we're talking.
So what, he doesn't like you behind?
I don't know. No, he's recommended. I really don't know. I don't know. So give us a call, 515-605-9888. But we know most of you who are listening to this program are hearing it as a podcast, and you can't call in live. We know that. We know. We look at the numbers. We see that the numbers on our podcast distribution and our listenership is significantly higher, and let's call it what it is. We're on internet radio. We're on Blog Talk Radio, and I'd venture to say that 99% of the population around the world never heard of Blog Talk Radio. And if you've never heard of it, you don't know you can get on internet radio, how would you know to call into this show? So we realize that. And, you know, I could give this number out a billion times in an hour. And I don't know how many people are listening to Blog Talk Radio right now. Hey, you know, chat with us online or send us an email at andyandmandashow@gmail.com if you're listening to this show on Blog Talk Radio. We should do a poll. Because we were also thinking about, you know, do we really – need to put this program out on Blog Talk if a minority of our listeners, there are some, you know, hundreds, actually thousands, but that's a small number compared to the gross population of listeners we have on the Andy and Amanda Show, are listening to us on Blog Talk. We know that that's not a big number. And the question is, and we don't know what we're doing. We really don't. Regarding podcasts and radio, I mean, you know, we're having a great time with the show. It's been very successful, and we started the show a year ago, and with a commitment to inspire thought, to make a difference, to make people think, to dive deep inside the news, comment on the headlines with our own personal thoughts. Not that we're anybody special, not that we have any significance or any more importance than anybody else does in the world, just that we're doing this, you know, and we have followers. So, you know, and hopefully we make some people laugh along the way. I think we are. So I guess it's working. Does that mean this is working? We want to bring this show, folks, and maybe there's some listeners out there that can help us do it. So listen up. You ready? Okay. We want to bring this show to Sirius XM. That is our goal. We thought about, well, you know, we kind of dabbling with some regional and local radio stations that would bring the show on to talk to a local audience with potential to syndicate later. And that's we could go that way. We could. But I'd like to get on Sirius XM. I think the show would be unless I'm way off base here. From what I've been told from professional news anchors and people in the news and professional radio DJs and people in the industry, that this show would be, for whatever reason, don't ask me because I don't know, we just do what we do, just say what we say. But for whatever reason, this show would be a very you know, very popular on SiriusXM. So if anybody has any connections, if you're listening, SiriusXM, and how we might go about doing this, email us at andyandamandashow@gmail.com and let us know how we might do this, because, or else you might think that the show is a, you know,
catastrophe.
You know, you might, I don't know. And you ever ask yourself,
why have you come here?
I don't know. Here I am behind the microphone. I'm, you know, I don't know. But what I'd like you to do is just think about.
But until then, please look upon this house as your own.
Yes, as we begin to wind down the show, please do. And, you know, I'm glad that you'd be able to join me, Andy Kimball, on this very rare, as a matter of fact, the first time ever in a year. Is this right? I think it is. No, I have done some music shows, which have been popular. You know, I play music professionally. Speaking of which, Andy Kimball, KMBEL.com. That's what I really do for a living. I'm a guitar player, songwriter. I play finger pick and blues guitar and music and folk and, you know, what they say, picking and grinning for 28 years, thousands of shows across the United States and into Europe, and had a ton of shows, a whole slate of festivals and performances. I was going to do a studio project at Abbey Road Studios in London last summer, got postponed. Everything got put off, as, you know, we all know how significant the damage has been to the entertainment industry, which I am in because of the COVID. And I get vaccines. I'm ready to go out and roll, do it to it. But it's going to be a slow road back. And the music career has been put, you know, I'm not going to say on hold, because the internet existence of my career has been okay. Not it was better early on, but it's still okay. But anyway, please go to andykimball.com and you learn more about my real life. And you also, if you're interested in guitar and performing and playing blues and learning advanced guitar technique and how certain songs are played, I don't play songs when I do these guitar coaching seminars, because I like you to play the song on your own and add your own spin to music when you play it, not play it right off the record. I'd rather hear the original artist, you know. How do we get into this conversation? I don't know how we get into the subjects that we cover on the show. I really don't. I have to listen to it, figure out how I got on this topic. But anyway, YouTube, Andy Kimball, and you can learn all about guitar and see some of my shows and hear some of my music. Well, listen,
my baby, when you go out with me, money means nothing.
So just keep that in mind, you know. And
I recently had sex with this guy.
Well, tell me about it. Tell us about it. Give us a call. Don't we want to hear about your life. We really, really do. Thank you. We do. Much appreciated. Thank you. So we got to end the show.
Are we clear?
No, yeah, we are. I really am going to wind the show down. And and I think what we'll do is since we were just talking about my music and my guitar career and so forth, perhaps what I'll do is play a track. I just remembered what I was going to say. I just remembered before I go that this is the first time I've done a solo show, but not really, because I've also done and will continue to do again. Cornell Butler, who's the coordinator of our program, who introduced Amanda and I, we were talking the other day, and we looked at some of the numbers from the music shows I presented, and they were off the charts, really, compared to some of the other things that we've done. Also, they've all been good. Don't get me wrong. This has been a successful program with very impressive numbers. But we also know from the numbers that you have enjoyed when I get on here and do a guitar show or just play some tracks and some live cuts of my previous shows, and we'll do that again, okay? We're going to do it again. Stay tuned. We're going to make that happen again. And also play some music from Amanda Love, my co-host. She is, I got to tell you, she is a composer. She gets on and takes all these loops and sounds and writes lyrics and sings and puts all together. You think, you know, just incredible. We played some of her music on the show, and we'll continue to do so as well. And maybe, you know, maybe that's what makes this chime. Maybe that makes this work, that Amanda is a creative and a musician. I'm a musician. We've never met. Cornell and I and Amanda, none of us have ever met. And Cornell makes this whole thing happen behind the scenes there. We like to get him on the show, but he says, I like to be behind the scenes and do what I do. And I'm like, well, just every once in a while I'll chime in. You know what I mean? And so anyway, where was I? Oh, I was winding down the show, was I? Oh, what, isn't there a song that all good things must... Good things must end. Good. Oh, I forget what it is. What is it? Good or I forget. Good. Oh, good. Good things must pass. Good. You know what I'm saying. A lot of you out there are saying, yes, Andy, this is the, God, you know. I don't know.
What's it all about?
I don't know what it's all about. I'm trying to figure that out myself. I'm trying to get out of here is what I'm trying to do. So, you know, these shows are,
phony.
Yeah.
Everybody's laughing.
That's right. That's right.
Everything is a laugh here in America.
That's
ain't
right.
Nobody's serious. People hungry.
Well, we try to be serious. We try to take what we do seriously. But we have a lot of laughs, you know, we do, you know. But listen, I want to take this opportunity
to... Thank you for allowing me to come into your living room.
Yes, thank you very, very much. And you know what makes the show possible?
I understand that scientists will soon make it possible.
Yes, for us to continue the show and talk about what we talk about. And, you know, and we've come a long way. We've come a really long way.
Apparently not everyone was aware of the incessant march of progress.
I know, and that's been the problem. So we want you to call in. We want you to be part of this thing. We want you to email us. And, you know, a lot of you are thinking that, you know,
the human element has been removed.
And maybe that's what you want to join us. But, you know, or some of you might even, you know.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Hell yeah. You know, I do. We have a caller here. Here I am trying to close down, and people are calling in now. I got one, two. Three. Let's take this call here. Let's see if I figure out how to do this here. Bear with me. I got to hit the right button. Bump, bump, bump. It's Hawaii. I think I know who it must be from Hawaii. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Where's he been? Hold on a second. Let's see if I got the right button here.
Hello? Are you with us here on the Andy Manor Show? Good evening to you or good afternoon. Or might be good morning. Hello?
It's good morning here, Andy.
Hello! Hello, Chuck. How do you feel?
How are you?
I'm okay. A little busy today. I'm sorry I didn't get in earlier. I'm, busy.
Well, you know, we're...
Don't get the idea. It was mere entertainment.
Yeah, you didn't miss much. And Amanda has, you know, Amanda, have you been listening to our entertaining adventure here on today's show?
I have.
Then you know Amanda is having internet issues and couldn't connect with the show today. So.
Oh, that's what it was.
No, actually, she got so tired of...
Don't change.
No, she got so tired of me, she quit. No more of this guy. I can't take any more of this. You know?
But do
they all?
All
the women hear me. They all hear me, and they're all like, you know, they'll go running. You know, they hear me, and they, you know,
screaming for the exit.
They scream for the exit. So, how have you been, Chet? This is Chet Gardner. Now, I want to talk to our listeners and our podcast and live listeners who this guy is. Chet is also, we were just talking about being musicians, you know, that Chet is also a very accomplished musician, singer, songwriter. I mean, he's got a more extensive history playing and performing than I do. Believe me, folks, this guy's the real deal, and has performed in a lot of the clubs and been part of the Berklee music folk scene way back when, and as a producer and a bass player and a guitar player, has produced a lot of my music and just been amazing. As a matter of fact, I bet when you go on and hear internet, you'll hear Chet, when you listen to me, you'll hear Chet playing the bass and Chet playing guitar and Chet producing the tunes, and that's all him. You know, he lets me participate here. He throws me a bone. He says, I'll give some Andy some music in here, but, you know, anyway. The
that reminds me, I do have the bill for the electricity I had to use that I need to send you. So.
Oh, shit. Oh, well.
You know, it's 35 cents a kilowatt hour here, brother.
Oh, geez. Holy crap. Yeah. Well, we're here in L.A. We're not much further beyond. I think we're 20 some cents here, and I came from the East Coast in Philadelphia. I played between 8 and 10 cents in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Actually, to be honest, our album was done with solar power. So,
damn, no I wish bill. I would have known. I would have promoted that. You know, we could still get in there and promote this as an environmental thing. You know,
environmentally friendly. Yeah,
environment. Yeah. The album is
no electrons
is
were harmed.
Yeah, and really, the album, folks, is called, and you look this up, go to Andy Kimball, Chet Gardner. As a matter of fact, the album, if you go online, you'll see the album, every single song cut says next to my name in parentheses says featuring Chet Gardner, because he made the whole thing happen. The album is called
Across 3,000 Miles.
Thank you. Across 3,000 Miles. That is the name of it. And you should really listen to it because I enjoy listening to it, not because I am playing on it, because of what Chet did to my live performances and really gave them a new life and a new direction and some production. It just, if you know what you're doing, it just goes to show you great things can happen. And thank you for that. Again, thank you for that. So sincerely.
Yeah, sincerely. It's amazing what 51 years of practice can do.
do you believe
in ghosts?
Yes.
So, we were talking. We had a whole big. Went out and got all these interviews about people's favorite sex positions, which was the highlight of our show today. I think it was like such a fun time. I don't know if you heard that or not, but it was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. You missed the highlight of our show, I think, Chet.
I heard most of the show. I think I dialed in about 10 after the hour, but I was busy. Actually, I had to talk to this young woman that she's going to be singing on some gigs with me.
Oh,
and
nice.
So we were trying to line up a rehearsal today, and I wanted to check out this performance space and recording space up in Kainaliu, and thought, well, as long as we're going to go there, as long as I was going to go there, let's rehearse there, and then as long as we're going to rehearse there, heck, I might as well bring my three cameras and my recording mixer and record everything multi-track, and I just talked to her, and she slept late, has a busy day, and is too tired to do that, so we're going to do it next week.
But
we're
going to
do it next week. We're going to rehearse today and then do the video and audio and recording next week.
So you will have a video of a live performance then, correct? That I'm sure we'll be able to take a look at, and it'll be on YouTube and so forth.
It'll be whatever. Yeah. It's up to her. I'm doing it, and I still have final say over anything that goes up. But yeah, some of it may land on YouTube with any kind of luck.
No, that's great, man. That is just terrific. That is terrific. Here we're focusing. We're dispelling a lot of popular myths here. You know, on today's show, we've been talking.
Such thing as a G spot.
You know, we're kind of dispelling all these myths. You know, we're talking about what's relevant and what's important. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I spent decades hunting for that thing.
Oh.
No wonder.
But we've been talking about all these different myths and figuring out, you know, and that's one of the.
I do have an answer for an earlier question, though.
Go ahead.
And I think you, right in the beginning of your show, you were talking about Facebook and them censoring Trump.
Yeah.
And that makes me uncomfortable, because where does that end? That's number one. Loathe everything about the guy. But,
of course.
You know. And then the other level is, why are a very handful of private corporations owned by billionaires deciding what we can hear or read?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem right.
No, and you know something going along those lines as well is, isn't it in dictatorships and authoritarian governments where they control the media and what goes out and what doesn't?
Well,
it doesn't happen here.
They do it here too.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Except it's self-control.
Yeah.
Here it's a very capitalist sort of thing, as in the reporters know what they're not supposed to say or report on, and therefore they do not even bring those stories to their editors, who will end up spiking them and firing them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah,
the editors know that if the wrong thing creeps into the mass media, they will get fired.
Yeah, they will. And then they come out. And after they're fired, they're going out
to pick up a
Yeah, you know, that ain't
good. That's right.
That ain't good. That's not good. You know,
my daughter finally got through the unemployment maze.
Really?
And
holy smokes.
And after, you know, applying since last April and then finding out in about a month, 3 weeks ago, that the reason they haven't been paying her since October last year is because when they dialed in our IP address, we're on satellite internet because we can't get cable, we can't get DSL. And it came up as being in Mississippi, which is where the computers are for the satellite company. To be in Louisiana, but I think they moved them to Mississippi to get them out of the way of hurricanes. They blow the antennas down, you know, the big discs that they shoot at the satellites.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, because of the federal first stimulus had rules that said you got to check up on the people asking for unemployment. So they checked up on our IP address and found it was in Mississippi and just terminated her payments. So she kept filing, and they would be denied. It's not denied, but it's another word that means the same thing. So week after week after week after week, they're in there, but they're not being paid. So finally she got through 3 weeks ago. And so they cleared, this is so perfect.
Jeez.
They cleared, she had some money left in the state pot. So they cleared enough and covered it with the state pot and then said, well, you have to apply for the federal extension now. So she goes up to try to apply for the federal extension, and it won't let her because the automatic rollover from the state to the federal that should have occurred last October never happened, and there's no way to make it happen now until you can call and get somebody at their office to do that for you. And I just got a text today, and it appears that they did that finally.
Oh, my gosh.
So I sent her a YouTube link to the Gold Diggers of 1933, We're in the Money.
Yep. Oh, my God. You know, wow. I know some
– now we can register her car.
Yeah. Boy, that's something else. The you know, the I know a lot of gig workers. You know, I did acting work here as well as music work here in L.A. And some of my friends – and so forth that have also done acting work have been able to file for unemployment and take advantage of those benefits and so forth. And even musicians who are gig workers, I have not. And there's a couple reasons why I have not, because I don't need to. Anyway, but no,
I haven't because I don't need to.
Exactly.
Let the money go somewhere else.
I agree. And part of me says, you know, what I feel – you know, where would my integrity be if I stood in line to collect money and every week? You know, and it's attractive, the bonus.
Oh, I have no problem with that.
Yeah. I
just don't need it. So why should I bother going through the hassle of trying to get it?
I'm the same way. And I've been going actually what has started to happen for me, and it took a while, and I never did this before. This is like I feel really awkward doing this. And in promoting, listen up, promoting the tip jar on the andykimball.com website, which goes to my production company, Sage International, but they give it to me. So it's a PayPal thing, you know, and I have an income, you know, and also
great.
It really is. And also my downloads from Spotify and, you know, I don't know, got numerous downloads from all the music sites, whether iTunes and Google and all of them, culminate in me getting a check from my distribution company from tunes from – I'm getting royalties from an album that came out in 1994.
Yeah.
That I wasn't getting for a while, and now I'm getting them again from Blues and Other Moods. I think it was my second album. And that is – providing an income. Between that and the tip jar, is it the same thing as getting a check for a live performance at a big folk festival? Of course not. You know, my gosh. Uh-huh. But it is an income, so I'm okay. You know, I'm okay. So
they're going to make you pay taxes on it. Yeah.
What?
They're going to make you pay taxes on it.
You pay taxes, yeah, and you also pay taxes on unemployment.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. They give you unemployment, then they say pay part of it back to us.
Even worse is if you're getting Social Security and then a tiny little extra income, like for renting coffee trees, that totals just above poverty level for two people, I still usually have to pay taxes, pay the FICA. So I have to pay the Social Security tax in order to pay myself Social Security.
They
started taxing Social Security under Reagan, I think, is when they began doing that. And then it keeps going up.
That's ridiculous. I don't know. I don't know. I don't get Social Security, crazy. So I didn't really think about it too much, but I guess it might be a hopefully.
That's why I didn't need the unemployment. I live within my Social Security check pretty much, And I have a little savings for stuff like my car repair. By the way, my car's been in the shop for 65 days now today.
What the hell? Really? What? What?
Oh, you're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this.
Tell us.
About 5 weeks ago, it was determined I need a new head. They looked for a head.
They've been telling me I need a new head for all my life.
Yeah, that too. But on the car, new head. Uh-huh. And they looked all over the internet on the mainland and everything, couldn't find a new or reconditioned one. So they bought a used one. They put it in the machine shop up in town where it sat for 2.5-3 weeks. I've called Wednesday, 2 days ago. They finally got the head. That was the good news. They got all parts together. The bad news is that last weekend their mechanic had a heart attack and died.
I have my car
up at the shop taken apart with the parts there. And I talked to the guy. He said they're not sure where all his tools are.
No, and there's your car.
So can you imagine?
What's worse than
not being able to afford your car repairs is being able to afford them and not being able to get it fixed.
So how have you been functioning without your car for so long? Holy crap.
I've been borrowing my daughter's out-of-registration Jeep and sweating bullets on the road. Well, not really, because they just don't look for that much. But still.
And you
live very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also, you know, I think
you made $3.5 million.
All the weeds I need.
Yeah, what was that? You made three and a half million dollars. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We didn't use your entire life.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Wow, I'm sorry to hear about that. And I wish I feel bad for the mechanic, condolences to his family.
Yeah, I thought it put me in a funny position because I was really sad about the mechanic.
Yeah.
But I was also treated nearly to tears about my little red car.
Oh, well.
So, it's just life in the middle of the Pacific.
Yeah. Hey, how's COVID been treating your population there, the society and living and the injections and vaccines and so forth? And I know you're remote, so you were saying, I remember in a previous call you were telling us that because of where you live, which is pretty remote there in Hawaii, that it's not immediate in your exact neighborhood where you are. We've had
fairly low numbers, among the lowest. Because we could shut down the airplane, so we didn't have all those people coming across the border bringing the disease.
So
we did shut down everything. Everybody masked up, social distance, stopped the airplanes. stop the tourism.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've been getting the vaccinations. I got my Johnson & Johnson about a month ago.
Mm.
So one and done. And I didn't have a blood clot, so I'm good. And I'm also
good.
Not female, but the ages of 20-something and 40-something, which is where most of them are.
I had a
daughter and grandson just got theirs a couple of days ago.
So. Oh, wow. I had I got the Modelo about...
Modelo.
What was it called there? The what?
What is it, a whole case of Modelo and keep the COVID away? I had to
I mean, what's
that
it,
one.
What's it called? The
Modelo.
The Moderna?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, well.
Oh, God. The, our
Modelo would have been more fun, I guess, if you did.
You know, it was tough lining up for that. You know, it was hard. But I got it.
I had to sign up online, and then 3 days later, I had to go up to the Target store, the Target superstore.
The Target store.
And I bought some kitty treats. We call them kitty crack.
Mm-hmm.
And and got my shot and got some cat food and came home.
Man. Well, I'm feeling good. I got my shots in like
today.
You know,
for me is a very good day.
Mm-hmm. It is. Feeling good.
She sounds
feeling
like
good.
She found her G spot.
She did. You know. But anyway, I think she did. I think she did. Sounds like she did. Oh yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we got a.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm sure she.
We
got to
line
like
up our touring for later.
Yes, we do. You know, we were supposed to do. There's two opportunities. One we had when we first started working on the Cross 3,000 Miles, and then we were working on the Cross 3,000 Miles, and then we had, right as COVID, I forget when, but either just as things were. You know, there's a few cases and things were happening. And then you and I talked about getting in my Tesla and using it as a tour mobile.
Yeah.
And of course I have 2 years of free charging, supercharging, thanks to Elon Musk, have him pay for our tour expenses as we go across the country doing house concerts, because we thought that would be a safe environment where people would be able to invite, you know, people who they knew, you know, to come into the living rooms, and we and I would play house concerts across the country. And of course, COVID took its toll and that got turned down. So I haven't played a live show. Oh, I got to tell you something. I'm going to do a little plug here, too. There is a venue. It's a restaurant down on Pacific Coast Highway. You know that is in L.A., Santa Monica, that is called Patrick's Roadhouse. And they, on Friday and Saturday nights, used to be just Saturday, now it's Friday and Saturday nights, have a bunch of musicians, some of those incredibly talented L.A. musicians ever gathered in one spot outside, and I've been spending many Saturday nights there hanging out with these guys, and I'm going to be playing with them soon. They've invited me. I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to. The leader of the band Badfinger, a guy by the name of Rashad Lanie, L-A-N-I-E. Look this guy up, everybody. Rashad, R-E-S-H, is it I-D or A-D? I forget. Rashad, L-A-N-I-E, keyboard players. It'll come up no matter how you slice or dice it. An amazing, I mean, just incredible musicians. They do jazz, they do everything. And this guy from Badfinger got up and sang that hit song that they did, Badfinger. You know, I forget. Anyway, he's there. His name's Kevin Michael. He's incredible. I became friendly with him. I'm going to be on his next album, and so is, he's recording, he's a friend. He was a friend, as a matter of fact. John Lennon was helping co-produce an album during the time where Lennon was killed. He was in the studio not long before Lennon was killed and was supposed to come back to the studio. And it just destroyed this guy. I mean, he's a personal friend of John Lennon's. As a matter of fact, I've since, you know, he played for me an audio recording. He still has on his phone. Lennon was in the studio and they're doing a soundtrack. They're doing some, you know, session tracks, as you know how that goes. And they decided they need a tambourine, and you hear John Lennon say, "Well, go find Kevin. I think Kevin Michael's out there. Go get him to come in and play some tambourine." And he's a still a friend to this day of Ringo Starr, Eric Clapton. And these are some folks that are going to be, Ringo, Eric, and other people are going to be on his album. And guess who else is going to be on his album? Andy Kimball, playing some acoustic tracks. Yes, playing some acoustic tracks that Rashad laid down on the keyboard, you know, using synthesizer, and he put the guitar tracks in. Mm-hmm. So Rashad played me the tracks and said, Andy, why don't you just come in and do the real, or I'll send you the stems and you, like you and I do, and you add the guitar track in your home studio and send me the guitar. So we're doing that now, too. And Rashad said, I would love to. No, they got that. Yeah, the guy, I guess in the band that's down at Patrick's, I guess, is playing the bass. I don't really know. But, you know, it's funny because when I first moved out to L.A., you know, I was told, oh, my God, I mean, more than New York. I spent a long time in New York as well. L.A., session musicians, recording artists, you know, Jackson Browne, all these people live here. Andy, you're going to have a heyday out there. And L.A., unlike Philadelphia, unlike Boston, unlike New York, there's no community feel here at all. You know, it's much easier to network in Philadelphia, believe me. L.A., you got to
call it 89 suburbs in search of a city.
Yes, I haven't heard that one, and I love it. It's so true. But it took me till going to Patrick's Roadhouse and just happened to drive by and stop in there when there's music. And I go back every Saturday practically. Last Saturday I was too hungover, so I didn't make it. But it is incredible. Patrick's Roadhouse, for those of you in California, in L.A., I'll see you there. And also, it's outside. You play outside. Limited tables, so I shouldn't have even said it because now I probably won't be able to get a table. But anyway, amazing. And I will send you some of the video clips, Chet, so you'll see what I have. I got on my phone. I'll forward them to you. For real, you joined us when I was about to close the show at the hour mark. We're now going to close the show at the hour and 30-minute mark, and I want to thank you. It's great catching up, and let's catch up even off the show and invite you. You know, come on. You know, don't be a stranger. Call in here and there. You know, call in. Say hi when Amanda's back on. I miss her dearly. She's officially, I don't know if I told you, she's now my internet wife. And so we have a very special relationship.
Oh, yeah. You've committed internet bigamy.
Oh, yes.
you know, anyway, yes.
We're supposed to keep that quiet.
We'll keep it quiet. You know,
Aloha to the world.
Aloha to the world.
Again, is it Russia not just again? Russia. Well, look, we know it's China.
I believe it's China.
Which one?
China.
China more than Russia right now?
Yes.
Why do you say that?
Because I've seen the intelligence. That's what I've concluded.
And China is a listener to this show. You say, why do you play that? Because we have people.
Oh, well.
China. Isn't it cool? I don't know if you do that or not, but China is on board now and on a map of listeners and countries around the world. 16 countries and growing. Yeah, it's going okay. It's going real well, and thank you. And thank you all.
It's probably
listeners.
Because in terms of global imperialism, we're incredibly secular.
Yes. And you are on the same page there, aren't we? I think you said I'm a secular. You too. I think yes. I believe.
Oh, yeah.
I forget.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you and I both.
I call myself a non-theist.
Yeah. There we go. See. Yeah, we talked
I like
about that before.
Because it's basically it has no real. Whether or not has no relevance to my life.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, early in the show, maybe before you chimed in or before you got on board or listening, I addressed that and didn't want to make the whole show about that, but we will again. We'll attach religion, but we're talking about how we got involved in talking about sex and atheism or non-ism, whatever, I like that. Non-ism, I like that.
That's my favorite.
Yes, you know what they tell me.
You have no power here. Be gone.
Well, I'm trying to. You know, I hate long goodbyes. Thank you. We will be gone. This has been the Andy and Amanda Show. We've had a lovely conversation with a good friend of the show, Chet Gardner, and a good friend of mine. It's so great to have him back on and catch up. And we'll be in touch for sure. And join us Monday, folks, at 5 o'clock in the UK, 9 a.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time, whatever time that is in the world, for the Monday 5 o'clock somewhere show. Amanda Love, I hope we'll be back on the show. You know, actually, there's a slight opportunity that I might have to travel east, and we might have to put a reload. Maybe we'll reload the show on Monday. I'm not positive, but anyway, tune in Monday. We'll look forward to seeing you again. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, not only to our live show, which most people don't, but our listeners on the podcast, and we have thousands of listeners on the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Get the word out. If you know anybody at SiriusXM, like I said earlier, let them know what we do. We want to get on there. That's why we want to head this show, because we aren't a traditional podcast by any means, and we look forward to that opportunity. Okay, folks, have a great weekend. On behalf of Amanda Love in the UK, on behalf of Chet Gardner in Hawaii, right, Chet? It's on behalf of you. Say bye. And on behalf of me, let me check my ID and make sure I am Andy Kimball. Yes, I am. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday free-flowing show, and we look forward to catching up with you next time on the Andy and Amanda program. Take care, folks. Bye-bye now.
The time has come for us to part.